The Gen X compound is not regulated in part because it's so new.
So we don't know enough right now to regulate this appropriately.
Dr. Larry Cahoon is with the University of North Carolina, Wilmington.
If it's not regulated, it means that we may not have the legal authority to prohibit discharging that material.
He says testing needs to be done by the Environmental Protection Agency.
Yeah, it's EPA. These are covered by federal regulations under the Clean Water Act. EPA does not have the resources to test the parade of new chemicals that are coming out every year. They have never had the resources to do that.
And Cahoon says it's part of a bigger issue.
This is a symptom of a much broader problem that we have, which is that there are so many new compounds out there that, you know, either aren't going to be tested very quickly or will never be tested individually, that, you know, we're basically living in a chemical soup.
Cahoon says most industrial chemicals in use today have not been tested. He says the only treatment system that will remove these compounds from the water is reverse osmosis. WHQR has spoken with both CFPUA and DEQ officials who have promised interviews, but so far have not made themselves available. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.